Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
Welcome to Brian and Jarrett Talking for another episode. I'm Brian.
I'm Jarrett.
And episode 22.
Yeah.
Believe.
Back again.
Yep. And I think before we get started, we should pay some respects.
To
someone who's...
close to both our hearts.
And close to everyone's hearts, really. He was a great person who did some very important things, and I guess the world in a way probably would not be the same without him. Paul Walker,
yeah,
that was horrible.
The world wouldn't. There would have been six instances of people going, "Why isn't there a film named Fast and Furious?"
Yeah, why isn't there? I haven't seen any of those movies, by the way. But,
any of them?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen like the first one.
Yeah.
Or two.
And
I've got all six on DVD.
I actually really do want to watch some of the most recent ones, just because I hear they're crazy.
I want to watch them only because the first one, it's about racing cars and, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Second one, it's about racing cars, that one of them's undercover now or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the first. I just want to know how they stretch out the concept of car racing to six plus films.
Well, the thing is, I think now it's they're essentially like
it's like almost like porn?
No, it's like they're kind of like a they're like superheroes now.
Okay,
as in like these people are like
the Car Avengers
in a way. Like they're kind of they're like an Ocean's 11. They're like an elite team of people. So I think the last one they will, and like since The Rock has been in it, that's made me want to watch it even more because I think it would just be hilarious. But basically, like they're called in because there's some villain and there's a team of like all these elite race car drivers.
That's pretty cool. Actually, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I would watch a fucking series of Ocean's 11 if that went to 20 films. That would be awesome.
It's an Ocean's 11 series where George Clooney is Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Brad Pitt was
Paul Walker.
Is Paul Walker.
The Rock would be Al Pacino in Ocean's 13.
Exactly. And Matt Damon is Ludacris.
Oh, yeah.
But there was, like, even stuff... I think it was in one of the last ones. I saw, like, a little scene or someone was describing it to me. But essentially, there's, like, two cars going at the highest speed possible down a road. And I think it's Vin Diesel gets on the boot and he's in the car behind the one in front and he leaps from that car onto the other one. So, essentially, somehow jumps faster than the car is going.
Yeah, if he's got the inertia going for him. It's like if you're on a plane, you can jump, you can jump ahead.
But he's behind. Like, it's not jumping side to side.
But if you're on a plane and you jump ahead two seats, essentially, you are at that moment... traveling faster than the plane.
Yeah, but I think like the moment
I understand what happens in the film is physically impossible.
The moment he jumps off that bonnet, he's on his fucking ass. Like, there's no way he's...
Oh yeah, no, I don't imagine anything. I would love to see like one of those websites that talk about bad physics and bad science.
Yeah,
in movies.
If they do a Mythbusters on the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
yeah. A couple of people have passed.
Yeah, not just Paul Walker.
Nelson Mandela.
Our friend. Friend of the podcast, Nelson Mandela.
I didn't
How is that bad? The intro you give Paul Walker's death, and that kind of gets a scoff.
He's, I guess he was everyone's friend in a way.
He was in prison for a while, so I'm sure he made some friends there.
I saw a lot of outpouring of, like, people on Facebook saying, rest in peace, people paying a lot of respects for Nelson Mandela. And the only thing I could think of was, like, do people know what he did? I don't.
I'll tell you what.
I know some basics, but like I don't. For my entire life that I've known about him, Nelson Mandela was just this great guy, and I didn't really. And I knew broad strokes,
kind of like Gandhi. Do you know what Gandhi did?
Broad strokes again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Nelson Mandela is a convicted terrorist. That's fact.
But convicted by what? A corrupt government?
that depends who you ask. There's two sides to every story. No, he was in prison. I believe he was, and I believe me, I'm not saying from any more authority than you.
Yeah.
He got locked up because he was, you know, rocking the boat against apartheid and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then got out and then managed to become the first black president. Yeah.
I mean,
South Africa.
Those are the broad strokes I know.
Yeah. He kind of, you know, got rid of a lot of the racist stuff.
Good guy. All round good guy.
He was apparently a nice guy. He'd always bring like a 6-pack of good beer to the party and not drink all of it. He'd leave it there afterwards.
Yeah, and he wouldn't buy none of the cheap shit.
Mm. And when he imported
beer.
Yeah. And if he'd use all the toilet paper, he would always fill ice trays up too.
Yep. And he was the guy at the restaurant where everyone had put in their money, but the bill wasn't quite at the moment. Mm. He's like, look, chucks in another 10. He's like, no worries. I've paid mine, but look, here's another 10. Yeah. We'll see it.
And
no
someone
problems.
There put in a really shitty tip and he made up for it.
Yep.
Yeah. And good when he stands on a bus for a woman and she says, no, no, and he insists, that woman sits down.
Yeah.
At the back of the bus in some cases, but she sits down.
Mm. May you rest in peace.
Mm. You may think we were treating his death trivially in a trivial manner, but Barack Obama, did you see this today?
I did.
Yeah, Barack Obama was caught taking a selfie at the memorial service with British and Danish prime ministers.
What was the memorial service?
What's
the context? Was it at a?
I don't know. World leaders all turn up, and
was it like a
it was essentially
thing?
Like the speeches we just gave about him.
Yeah,
but those people were presidents and prime ministers.
I know, but like what's the context? Because you know, if you're at a funeral in a church or something, it's quite solemn. Or is it at are they at like a big stadium where there's all people there celebrating his life? Like what's the context? Because that's the first thing I saw. I'm like, well, look, Obama's a smart guy. He wouldn't be. If the vibe wasn't there to get a selfie, I can't imagine he would have gone for it.
I still think they look like a pack of teenagers at a One Direction concert in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the photo of them taking the selfie. Okay. And it's Obama and the Danish PM, and then David Cameron's really trying to squeeze his way in next to her. And they look like they were just taking a photo at a rock concert. Not saying One Direction is a rock concert. I'm going to separate the two analogies I made. But they did look like a pack of kids. And Michelle Obama was sitting there. She didn't look impressed.
Yeah.
Even though you take a slice out of any moment and you can read into body language
and whatnot.
So he's
been like, I've been seeing all day people, he's just been copying shit apparently for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear the facts before I go to judge.
If I found myself next to the Danish Prime Minister, the first thing I'm doing is taking a selfie with her.
Exactly.
She's a tall glass of water.
Is she?
No, she's not. I'd say she's pretty.
Yeah. I'm going to look her up. What's her name?
I don't know. I just know she's the Danish Prime Minister. She might not even be the Danish Prime Minister. Just type in Obama selfie.
Okay, I see what you're getting at.
Hmm.
As far as world leaders go.
Yeah, she'd be on the upper end of attractiveness.
She actually looks like she's had some work done or something. She's Botoxed or something. Anyway, I don't know. This is an interesting for people just me looking at photos of the Danish Prime Minister.
We just go, you just look through world leaders and talk about what you think of their looks.
But
she's a bit of a more of a looker than Angela Merkel.
Who's that?
The German.
Don't make me look her up.
No. You don't want to.
But while we are talking about sort of very deep political issues, we did start discussing something on the car ride over today that we decided to put a pin in and discuss on the podcast because, fuck, I don't know. What if we
talking to each other if we can't record it?
Exactly. The people should hear this. but basically, we went out to Tropfest on last Sunday night. For those who don't know what that is or are outside the country, it's a massive short film festival that happens every year. This year, twice actually, because they've moved it to December. Massive short film festival in Sydney where they play, you know, there's thousands of entrants and generally always pretty good finalists and that sort of thing. But anyway, the winner this year, there was apparent controversy because...
Well, it was controversy.
Okay, there was, it's no denying that, but the...
You're questioning the validity of the controversy.
Well, yeah, for anyone who hasn't seen it, and we can post the link up because I'm pretty sure it'd be on YouTube or something,
you can find it. If you don't know what we're talking about at the moment, pause this and go watch it because it'll be posted under the podcast.
Yes.
Watch it and then you'll know what we're talking about.
And you can have your own opinions without listening to us bullshit beforehand. But basically the story is a guy who is approached on a bus stop by a guy who turns out to be his one of his ex-girlfriends who's had a sex change. And he's quite, you know, disoriented at first, and then they become friends and end up spending the night together. And the punchline is that it was a punked type show, and it wasn't a transgendered person, and it was kind of a big prank.
It was his actual ex-girlfriend pulling the prank on him punk him.
And what? Tell me where the controversy starts.
Okay, well, the controversy... it was mostly the whole, well, from what I see it is mostly towards the end, the whole punchline was that he was humiliated for having sex with a dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, haha, you look gay. And also just the sort of, lighthearted, way that the transgendered issue was taken into account. As I was watching the film, because I know people in like the gay media, and I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a story tomorrow. And even though I didn't find it inherently offensive myself, I've discussed it with a few people, and I think whether you find it offensive or not, it's worth, say, reading the articles or the opinions of those that do to kind of try and see where the other side is coming from.
Well, have you read that? Like, are you able
to
relay any of those points?
Well, it is just sort of like transgendered people are probably the most of the LGBT group. They're probably the most, you know, ostracized.
They're the black sheep of the...
Yeah. Well, not the black sheep, but more like they're the least socially accepted and probably the most often joked about, say, in media or...
they're not, you know, there's people who, there's still people in like TV shows who dress up as women and it's a source of comedy.
Someone in a comedy would like hook up with a girl. It's like, she's got an Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or it's a she-he or stuff like that, where it's kind of like that sort of equivalent humor wouldn't be done against, say, like black people or Asian people. It's kind of getting to, it's like it shouldn't be just such a lazy punchline.
Okay.
And I think the humor in it wasn't smart. I think it was lazy humor.
Yeah. But, like, for me at least, and I did see some of these concerns popping up after it aired, and this ended up winning. This got first prize, by the way, which I think is maybe why it's got so much attention. But, like, the humor isn't coming from the fact that he slept with a man.
Oh, no, but I'm saying in the context of the film, the whole point of the bamboozled show is, ha-ha, like, she's humiliating him for having... It's like, ha-ha, you trusted the... And, I mean, she got him drunk as well. Oh, sorry, he got, you know... Yeah. The...
But, like, okay, it's... My point is, like, would I be... I would be humiliated if I was tricked into having sex with someone I didn't want to have sex with. Like, that... On that level, if you take out the whole transgender part, there's still humiliation.
Yeah, even then it's a rape story still.
Yeah.
But even within the film, like, it got to a point where he was kind of open-minded to the transgendered issue.
Yeah.
To the point where he did possibly, you know, uproot everything he thought about being with another dude and transgenderism in general. And he even, you know, ended up having sex with this person who... And then it was kind of like all thrown back in his face.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's... And it's not... I know it's not exactly the same, but it's almost equating someone to be, like, homophobic for them not wanting to have sex with a man. I mean, it would be humiliating if you slept with someone who you thought was, like, an ex-girlfriend who was, you know, your girlfriend and... turns out to be just some guy. Like,
okay, but what if in the film a girl approached him at a bus stop at the beginning and said, "Hi, I'm your ex-girlfriend Helen," and then at the end it's like, "Ha ha, that's not Helen, I'm Helen," and it was just a girl all along.
I mean,
see, the humor is in there because it's haha. It was a dude you slept with, not it was the wrong person.
No, I think it's on the same scale, but at different ends. It's like that, that, you know, if it was a girl and it turned out to be not his girlfriend, that would be, you know, at one end of the spectrum in terms of it not being that severe. But the other one is, and as comedies do, it took it to an extreme level.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It was a lazy, it was haha, it's a transgender person, haha, you slept with it. Like,
I disagree.
If it was just, but do you think the film would have been funny at all if it was a girl instead of a dude?
No, because it is edgy comedy, and that's,
I don't
that's,
think it's edgy
that's,
though.
That's light. That's,
I think there's a difference between edgy and, like, you can go and say, it's easy to say something offensive, but it's hard for it to be smart and mean something.
Look, my main point is that it's like, I don't think the humor is, I think you're focusing on the fact that you think the humor is coming from. That it's haha, you had sex with a guy.
Yeah, but as I said, like, if it was a woman character, it wouldn't be funny.
No, but it's the same.
Which essentially, it is funny because it's a transgender dude, and then it turns out not to be. Like, it wouldn't be funny if it was a girl.
I disagree.
Do you think it would be funny?
No,
if it was a
no.
Girl?
I'm just disagreeing with your sort of take on it. That like. It does add to that humor, but that the humor isn't in that it's with the guy, but, and the fact that it was like the moment where he clearly did sleep with the guy at the end before the punchline's revealed. That's not a joke. There's no laughs there. They're not playing that for jokes. It's not like, you know, that's a genuinely sort of you know, loving moment where they sort of wake up and
thing.
They're
then
like, oh, okay,
back
like that
face.
Happened. Yeah, I just hate when there is like a kind of a hot topic thing that is one part of
I really think
and
it's
people
the only
just
part
focus
of it, though,
on that.
Because as I said, if it was a woman character, there's no humor in it at all.
I think it's not as funny. No,
it's not funny.
But it's not laughing at.
All the humor is derived from the fact that the. There's a transgender aspect and the dude aspect.
Okay, put it to me. Say I woke up one morning and I'd had randomly slept with a girl. Not that funny. Randomly slept with a guy. Some people would find that funny.
That's the point.
Because me as a straight person, I would feel...
But it'd be different if that dude told you that they were someone you knew from your childhood and got you drunk and essentially date raped you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's edgy.
But it's not edgy.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
if I walk up to a nun and say, hey, you're a cunt, that's, well, like, that's not funny. That's offensive, but it's not funny.
Even though some may argue that would actually be.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's easy to... It's lazy.
To put it out there as well, I didn't find the punchline funny for this either.
Oh. Trying to get your old LGBT friends back on your side.
I know. I know we have a
oh, yeah,
a following.
You're actually quite popular with the older
LGBTs. I know,
LGBTs.
I don't want to lose that. Good luck. But look, I don't know. I think it's... Look, and I understand in the sense that it's like, if when there are issues like this, it's good to bring attention to the fact that there are cases when, you know, certain minorities are the punchline of jokes.
Mm.
I don't think there were in this case.
But as I said, it's worth at least... reading the opinion of someone who thinks so, like reading a one-page opinion article. And it's like when we were talking about the Katy Perry did the Japanese thing, where I'm like, oh, I don't find that racist.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, I'm not Japanese. They weren't talking about me. And when I read an opinion piece about it, I thought, okay, I can see where you're coming from. Like, we don't get to decide what offends other people.
No, I agree. But also they don't have, you know, have the right to show what's offensive to us either.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I think when there's sensitive issues, especially around such minorities of minorities, I take the opinion... Because there was a discussion earlier this year about... There's a transvestite performer... not transvestite performer. A drag performer who did a show, Any. But it was Little Orphan Trenny. And it caused a lot of controversy because of the name, the word Trenny, which, you know, is offensive, blah, blah, blah. You know, to transgendered, transsexual people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took the opinion of, like, sure, you know, gay guys will go around calling each other fags, or there'll be fag tag party, or, you know, fruits in suits or whatever. But it's one of those things where I'm like, it's not about me. I don't get to decide that that's offensive to them. If it's easier to understand that people are sensitive about these things, it doesn't hurt to acknowledge it. And
I think it's moments like this that maybe we all could take a leaf out of a certain man's book who we lost this week. A certain man who did provide a lot of insight in difficult moments, and you know, he was an open-minded person.
Yep. He had many great quotes.
Yep.
He did a lot of work for a lot of people around the world. A lot of people looked up to him, respected what he did.
Paul Walker,
R.I.P. to the late Paul Walker.
So, I mean, keeping on, I guess this
that was nice and lighthearted.
Well, look, I'll keep something related, and you may chime in and
well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for permission,
Brian and Jared talking.
Brian, let's Jared
and
talk.
Tell me if this is offensive, because I guess it falls within the same realm of like, this is funny for a certain reason. Have you heard of Orgasm Wars?
No.
Okay, fantastic. I was hoping you hadn't. So, Orgasm Wars is a TV show in Japan.
Oh, of course.
Wherein a straight man is, and in this case, it is a Japanese porn star, Ryu Sawai. I think that's the pronunciation. You can read this. You can look it up. I've got an article from Huffington Post open where there's a video where you can watch along with this. But basically, it is a contest in which a gay man has to make a straight man orgasm within 40 minutes. And the straight man has to try not
to. So the straight man wins if he doesn't orgasm.
Yep, and the gay guy does if he does. So it's incredibly fucked up. 40 minutes long, and the way it's edited and plays out as if it's like a battle, a contest.
Yeah. And well, like, war. It's a war.
Yeah, like dramatic music. They have a standoff beforehand where they like look each other in the eye and they're like, I will make you come.
Make it harder.
Yeah, looking, he's like, I will make you come. And he's like, I will not come. And he's like, I will make you. It's
like smack talk.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like a Western.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A spaghetti Western.
Yeah, spaghetti Western where, yeah. And you can watch the video. It's 10 minutes worth. And it is absolutely amazing. I don't know why there aren't more game shows like this around. I have a feeling I know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. But
I saw a clip from a Japanese show recently, and it was only like a 3-second clip, so I'm not sure of the context. Mm. But a guy's walking around holding a box at his crutch, and then the shot is from underneath, and he's like, you know, reaching to here, and a girl reaches in, and it's just a guy's dick.
Like, is that like, that's the punchline to everything?
I don't know if it's just this 5-second thing that they do dozens of times, but it sounds similar.
So it's as in they think that there's something else under there. Like, they're like, oh, it wouldn't be his dick.
Yeah, and it's his dick. It wouldn't be his dick. This is Japan.
Well, this one has a similar thing in like, there's a guy standing and he stands in front of a box, and then the guy dips his head like under a little curtain in front of the box. Okay. But you can hear everything.
Oh.
And like, this guy, the guy who the challenger, I guess it is, the guy who is
the gay guy.
Yeah, the guy who's trying to make him come.
Does he get a prize, or is he just like an employee of the show?
I don't know what the winner is. No, because I think it's different people. But this guy he goes by the name.
He's like the Stig.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, no, I don't know if this is one episode I've seen. I don't know. And like, there's commentators, by the way.
Yeah.
But this guy Takuya has like different moves. So like,
okay,
he'll have different blowjob moves,
okay,
that he'll work. So like, one, you know, he'll try for a bit and he'll come out and be like, that didn't work. I will try the, you know, like the, I don't know, the super vacuum or something like that. And he wins. He successfully sucks the other guy off. I don't know if it's always a gay, a straight opponent. I think that just kind of maybe makes it even more of a challenge that it's like, there is an attraction there. Hmm. So they're kind of like, you know, it's even harder for the blower to win.
Well, I'd imagine it'd be awkward getting a blowjob in front of like a studio audience to begin with.
Well, yeah, I mean there is a studio. I think they're watching it. It's been taped, and they're watching it back. Because I don't know, maybe there are some boundaries in Japanese game shows, and you can't suck someone off in front of a crowd. But
that's the one rule they have.
Because I always, did I ever tell you about my concept that's similar to this to a a game show? I guess it's just like a sport. It could be a sport.
Okay.
And I dubbed it blowjob fight.
Oh yep, yep. I've heard about blowjob fight.
Wherein there are two straight guys.
Two competitors.
I think it's
they have to be two straight guys.
I think there have to be two straight guys.
Otherwise, yeah.
And basically they're put in a ring and not,
pardon the pun,
and they're not allowed out until one person has successfully sucked the other guy off.
And he wins. Yeah.
And like
to orgasm.
Yes.
It should be not just put it in your mouth.
So it's like two people wrestling.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I mean, in this case, in Orgasm Wars, they're sort of two consenting people. Mm. So I've decided to add a bit of a rapey element to it.
Well, with the two people as well, you kind of got to worry about what's going on downstairs, but also worry about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like with any 69, you got to be doing double duty.
Yeah. So, I mean, and there could be multiple scenarios where they're both like, look, let's both just consent. Let's go for it. And may the best man win.
Hmm. That's honourable.
Or there's ones where they've literally fought each other off until exhaustion.
Mm.
And one person just gives up.
But then still, imagine fighting someone. There. Imagine fighting someone to exhaustion and then having to blow them.
I know.
Oh, so yeah, there are a lot of tactics in this game.
It harkens back to sort of Roman gladiator times.
Yeah.
I feel.
In many ways, probably.
Or Greek. Greek. Maybe more appropriate.
Mm.
Is that why they used to compete naked, didn't they?
I think with the wrestling they did, yeah.
Yeah. Was there a reason for that?
It wasn't so they could blow each other.
No, I know that.
I think it was to show off the bodies, and it was you know, like a godly thing. Like,
right. Look at this. There wasn't shame.
No. Even though when you look at all those statues, they've all got tiny dicks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably more accurate, right? Like, you're not going to be hard, are you?
No, but they're still small.
Are they smaller than, like, your regular flaccid cock?
They look small.
Okay.
You'd think, okay, no, imagine the average guy, if they're going to have to draw a picture of themselves and draw their own dick on.
Yeah.
They're not going to draw it even exactly how it looks. They're going to add a little bit.
So you reckon maybe these guys have added
I want to know where all these statues are of guys with, like, 12-inch dicks.
Yep. Good question.
If anyone knows.
Yeah, if anyone knows. Are there any history buffs out there? Emails. But yeah, so check out Orgasm Wars. I recommend it. It's a really good watch. And to go back to the previous thing before, it's funny. Like, this is something you're laughing at. Is it funny because it's a straight guy getting sucked off? Like, is that a, you know, to use your analogy before, like, if it was a gay guy, would it be funny?
No, because there's no challenge. This is a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine the reactions would be hilarious. And he signed up for it.
Yeah.
And if it looks as comical as I imagine the little box with, like, curtains and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Japanese game shows, I think they're almost like another dimension. Like, Japan might not even actually be on planet Earth.
Yeah. Or it's like they're not aware that this could... You know, this is like Wheel of Fortune. You know, it's no difference between this. Like, it's a, but they're amazingly, they're weird about certain things in Japan. Yeah. In terms
they always
of
censor
like
the genitals.
Yeah, but then they'll have some really fucked up stuff in there. Mm. A lot of like involving sort of
tentacle rape.
Yeah, and just, you know, people like girls appearing to be very young
and non-consenting.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I guess. Like, you could look at Western porn and there's plenty of messed up stuff there as well. Probably more so, to be honest. Maybe,
I don't know. I've never seen it. So, maybe you can send us some more links.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee this could be a good starter. If you're interested in porn.
What's it called? Orgasm Wars.
Orgasm Wars. Yeah.
They could call it Wargasm.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity on their behalf. So, yeah, that's your homework for anyone who's interested. What have you got, Jared?
I've got a would you rather for you.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple. It's pretty tame, but it gets you thinking. Would you rather be able to witness anything and everything at your request that happens before the date of your death or after it? And I got this down, like, take it from the perspective of, say, like, you've just died and you can either have the video library of anything and everything that happened before it or anything and everything that happened after it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. In the scenario where I die the day after, like, is the idea that I will get all this knowledge and I'll be able to express it to other people?
This is in the sense, say, like, you died now and you've come to the afterlife and I say, hey, you've got this video on demand service, but it can either be everything that happened before now or everything that happens after.
Oh, after. Okay, sorry, I misinterpreted what you're asking. That's a good question. After, probably, I think.
See, that was my first thought, because I thought, you know, you'd want to see, you know, what happens in the year 25, 64 or whatever. And then I thought, but the sky's sort of the limit with the future, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And with the stuff that happened before, there's stuff where you don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can, and you'd imagine it, but you can never sort of see it.
So this would go back to, like, the Big Bang. Like, yeah, I could everything. Witness the Big Bang. I could witness, the dinosaurs. Yeah.
You could be in, like, the president's, in the Oval Office when, you know, so-and-so made this call about that.
Yeah, I just feel like our history of, like, the amount of interesting stuff that's happened before will be dwarfed by what happens after.
Yeah,
I feel like, I mean...
And as well, after kind of... it seems like there'd be an upper limit, a bigger time frame after you die than beforehand.
Yep. And also, like, to a much lesser extent, we kind of do have a lot of this already, and it's called the internet and Wikipedia.
Yep.
In that you can kind of find out. I mean, obviously, history has been distorted, and there have been, you know, still a lot of mysteries throughout time that no one's ever solved. I mean, both would be good.
Yeah. And I guess it's, you know, would you rather know exactly what happened about this or that? Or it's like, would you rather watch the History Channel or, you know, the Science Fiction Channel?
Yep. Yeah, cool. I think if you were, you could see, like, a colonization of another planet. You could see that. You could see all the people you know, like, live what happened in their lives afterwards. You could, yeah, I think I'd probably go with that.
Yeah. It would be amazing if you choose the afterwards, and then they're like, yeah, the next day, atomic bombs went off everywhere and everyone died.
Everyone died, sucked
and
in.
And that's it. Game over.
Yep.
And that's the existence of your afterlife, and then it's just turned off. Or you can watch that over and over again.
Yeah.
Even though, in saying that, watching that from every perspective would be cool.
What would you do, like, in the before part? What would be the first thing you would go to?
Probably something to do with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Or... actually, I probably wouldn't mind watching some things like...
You say everything.
You can say, like, oh, I want to be on the Titanic when it hit the iceberg.
Yeah.
I want to be on Flight 93 when it crashed in Pennsylvania.
Or you could be like, I want to be in, Miranda Kerr's shower.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep. You can do that.
I mean, or before.
Yeah. When she was 19.
Yeah.
Or however old you preferred her. I don't even know how old she is now. 23?
I think she's a little bit older. Okay. I don't know. But, like, you could say, okay... So it's kind of like...
Actually, that's really open. But it's, you know, I guess the whole thought of it is, you know, would you rather know the truth about, the entire truth about stuff that you sort of already know happened or,
you know,
just explore the X factor?
Like, once I'd done, like, Who Killed JFK, you know, the Stonehenge pyramids, all that shit, I would almost go immediately to, like, every person I know having sex and watch just to see how they do it. I would totally abuse this power for, like, not helpful things.
It would never get old.
Yeah. I don't know. Before it's quite appealing.
It's what you don't know about what you know, and then what you don't know about what you don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would watch most people I know have sex. Because I've said this before on the podcast. I'm like, if everyone we knew had a sex tape outside of family, I would watch it. Yeah. And it's not
for and them. As well, you'd watch someone masturbating.
Oh, okay.
Just maybe. To see, like, maybe they'd just maybe. Grunt for a giggle. Or say weird things.
Yeah, and it's not something perverse. I'm not getting off on it.
Of course not.
I'm laughing at them.
Yep.
Not with them.
You're not jerking off at them.
No.
But yeah, that's true. And as well, like, you go back to those conversations where you really owned someone and you just watch it happen.
It'd be like,
and then, like, the moment you left the room and they're like, oh, he's a fucking asshole.
It'd be like YouTube.
Yeah, but for life, for your existence.
What about, here's a tricky one. What about in the future, but where, like, we've evolved so far and technology's evolved so far that, like, you can... There's an invention where you can go back in time and see how anything happened and it can recreate it realistically.
Oh, so you interact with it?
Well, so you have picked the future thing, but then you would just choose scenarios when, like, someone used that machine to go back and see the dinosaurs.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. But you have to hope that would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen Back to the Future Part 2...
Which was an extremely
all those
real depiction of 2015.
All those
future
things happen in 2 years, so it's if you want to hope that shit happens, we'll go right ahead.
Yeah,
it's going to be the year 4000, and we'll still have bloody iPhones that take forever to upload the new software.
I think there'll be I would probably pick the future still, because I think there'd be some really cool shit that hasn't happened. And also, I'd probably put it to better use than I would. I think if I went back in time, I would...
just be juvenile.
I would be extremely juvenile.
But still, it's like afterlife.
But it's the same question of kind of like how you would use the internet now. It's like you have a wealth of knowledge at your fingertips. Mm. You have access to almost anything you want. And yet, like, you're looking up fat people falling down on YouTube.
Orgasm wars,
exactly.
This podcast.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? Do something better with your time. So what did you decide on what you were doing?
Well, I didn't think about the juvenile aspect of the past.
Mm.
That's
tipped the scales for you.
Yeah. Probably the future, because you could... I mean, we haven't had that much great technology for, say, a couple hundred years. We've had anything... Well, we've had only remarkable stuff for not very long.
Mm.
And it's come a long way. Like, they went from... the first human flight to the moon in less than a century.
Yeah.
So, dial that up a notch. And
unless it becomes like something like our future, our culture evolves to kind of like the Matrix or something like that, where it's, you know, we're kind of, or in, you know, like you've seen Wall-E.
Yep.
You know how when they're on the massive spaceship and it's just people who are sitting in those giant beds and are massively overweight and are just, like, on screens communicating, like, it actually wouldn't be that interesting. Like, we'd become so connected with people that we wouldn't act... Like, that stuff wouldn't really happen. There'd be so much automation and that, you know...
How about if you pick the go back in time option, you can actually interfere with it only by slapping people?
Oh, yeah.
That would tip the scales,
wouldn't
it? That
would definitely tip the scales.
Yep. And they could see you and you could disappear whenever you want. You just go, hello.
Slap, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep.
For the book depository. Yeah, I would... If I could slap... Okay, also, the thing with the future is you would have every movie for the rest of...
Oh, true.
The rest of history.
Yeah.
So you
imagine
like,
that you've got the ability to either go back in time and witness every historical event ever, or go and watch the next 14 James Bond movies, and you pick the movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Because I was thinking I did just see Hunger Games, and immediately I wanted to see the next one.
Go on.
Sorry, I was going to say, and I thought it's out now.
Yeah.
But even if I go see it today, I'm instantly going to want to see the next one. The waiting just kills me.
It's kind of like you're almost eternal, but you just can't interact with anyone.
It's like having, say, Netflix for life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Future would be better in that case, because you have every TV show, every...
Okay, but do you ever die?
No, this is your afterlife.
Okay. That would be a sweet afterlife.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought, I think a good afterlife would be you get to live anyone's life. You get to just go, like, yeah, I want to live the life of so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
I would pick Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. That's my
first thought.
Yep.
And it's the life you know they had.
Okay. So what could I...
You just wake up as Justin Timberlake.
So like if I said, oh, I want to be, you know...
Maddie McCann.
I wouldn't choose that. But what do you mean, like, it's the life you know they had?
It's kind of like if you said you wanted to be... You wanted to live your life again and just be, like, hitting the reset button.
Okay.
But because we know from our life that Justin Timberlake has it pretty sweet.
So, it's like spin on reincarnation, but it's people from the past.
Yeah.
Done. So, it's like reverse reincarnation.
Yeah.
Yep. I wonder who I would choose... Wait, why would you choose Timberlake?
He's cool. He's talented. He can have whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's the man.
That's the
sort. Not saying he's my favorite person ever, but he's got it pretty sweet.
Yep.
Sing, dance, act.
Yep. I don't know who I'd be. Because that's the thing, like,
Richard Branson. He's got it.
Yeah. But I imagine he's also kind of, he has a lot of business meetings and...
Yeah, but he likes them.
So do I have his emotions?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you'd pick someone... Well, yeah, maybe it is like that. Like, you think now...
Like, am I passive? Am I in his body as he's live as, because he's living his life exactly how he did.
Yeah.
So am I sitting in these board meetings and am I feeling like Branson where I'm like, this is fun and exciting, or am I me going, maybe I don't know what they're talking about and this is fucking boring.
Maybe that's where the lesson in this afterlife story comes, and then you find out at the end of the day, like, no, I actually much preferred my own life, and that's the lesson learned.
Yeah.
And only then you truly go to the afterlife.
Timberlake would be a pretty good one, to be honest.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of the boy band people who got touched, was he?
He was in one of the boy bands that were managed by that guy, and he was quite successful, so...
Yeah.
You connect the dots.
Would you, to take this analogy one step further,
mm-hmm.
in order to have Justin Timberlake's life, would you... I don't know if this is a topic we want to get into, but would you, I don't think I want to talk about this. No. I feel like
we're tripping. I think the answer would be no.
And you don't know what I was going to say.
I can assume it's one of two things and neither of them I wanted to do or have done to me.
Good. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And pretend like I never brought it up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll edit it out.
Don't.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah. Maybe. Depends on your whim at the time.
I've got all power. I could re-edit for you to...
Yeah. Like, yes, I would molest Justin Timberlake.
You said all the words right there.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good one. It's nice to have a hypothetical that isn't... both negative. It's kind of like, yeah, which both, one is good.
Yeah. It's like being in a food court.
Yeah.
And you've got too many good options.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it becomes, it's not what you're getting, it's what you're missing out on.
Yeah. And and there's not shit involved.
Yeah.
As is a common reoccurrence. Rape. Yeah.
I mean, rape could be involved in it if you
choose that path.
Yeah.
If you
pardon the...
What about, okay, if you could live any fictional life, the life of a fictional
Scrooge
character? Yeah, but what was he like? You only know him as an old man.
I know he's got all that money.
Yeah, but what was he doing earlier?
Okay, fictional character.
I don't know that much about Scrooge.
Yeah, me either, actually.
Yeah.
I know he's got those three little nephews, but they were always into trouble. Fictional life. I don't know. Bart Simpson has it pretty sweet.
Yeah.
He always gets his way in the end, I guess.
He's kind of... he doesn't age as well, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Eternal.
But he's eternally 10.
Yeah. I would choose something like...
But then you've got books and film and TV.
I would choose someone who... Again, you'd probably just go for, like, someone who's ridiculously rich.
Yeah. Because then you can do whatever you want.
Actually, I would maybe go down the dude from The Big Lebowski. That is more or less kind of... Or the Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay, I can see
that's
that.
The kind of life I'm for.
Oh, yeah, but then again, he's not entirely... He's frustrated a lot.
I guess.
And even, yeah... I don't know if I'd pick him.
But
he speaks
up about it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like what Larry David said is, like, the character in the show is what he would want to be in real life if he had the balls to sort of bring up these topics. Mm. Something like that would probably... And he's quite wealthy.
Yeah.
And he did Seinfeld. That'd be pretty sick.
That would be a pretty good experience.
Yeah. Cool. So...
Settled.
And we'll leave it there for this episode.
We've gone a long way. We've covered a lot of topics.
Yep. We've paid respects. To two of the great men
of our time who have died. Yeah. I think there was a rule of three thing. Wasn't there a third? Someone else died just beforehand. Oh, the character on Family Guy died the week before.
Yep.
So, rule of three.
There we go.
Good on them.
And if you if you've liked what you've heard and haven't been too offended, you can subscribe to us via iTunes or Podomatic or a couple other ways, but just find us on Facebook, Brian and Jared Talking, and get some more information. We post every episode every week.
Every week we do it.
Yeah. Leave reviews if you're happy with what we're doing, or if you're not.
No, don't leave them if you're not.
Yeah, I'm very fragile
these days.
Yeah.
I'm like Charlotte Dawson.
Yeah, we want to hold on to that that 5-star rating we're sitting on. But thanks very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week for a bit of a Christmas.
Yeah, we've got Christmas a very special episode. Christmas episode coming up,
and the one we just recorded. Cool. Thanks for listening,
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jared.